Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the regular committee meeting, Security, March 2nd, 2023, 10 a.m. Call the meeting to order. Do I have any public comments? Not seeing any. I think we're going to go to the monthly updates. Kelly?
Yes. Hi. Good morning. I'll start with our operation issues. Currently, we have 8 full-time gate officers and 1 part-time. We have 3 patrol officers working patrol. Vacant, we have a part-time gate officer position and 3 patrol officer positions. A little bit of good news, we currently have an applicant in the process to fill the part-time gate officer position. So hopefully that'll work out, and on March 20th, we'll have him on our staff.
So then, what do you think the hours would be on that, Kelly?
He's looking for full-time. He lives here in the gardens. He just got his bachelor's degree from Chico State, but he wants to go into law enforcement. There's a couple issues he has to resolve first. Hopefully we have him for at least a year.
Yeah, because we can build a resume and things for him. So that's a win-win.
Okay. Yeah, so if he's trained and then we would cease using ABA contractor last one, and we'd all be in-house at that point.
Okay.
So that would be really good. Good news if that goes forward.
I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, revenue-wise or cost-wise, it would be cheaper to be using him than the contract. Employee.
Correct, because it'll be part-time. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it'll all be in-house. So hopefully that'll go through.
Okay, very good. That is, thank you, Kelly.
For patrol shifts available, we had 90 available, and we covered 53 of them for the month of February. Safety center repairs, again, everything's been signed off on. We're just waiting for them to order their supplies and begin.
I see we have an update. Is that the update then?
Oh, is there another timeline?
I do have the timeline at the end of the packet. Would you like to skip there now?
No, I'm skipping right now.
Okay, here we go.
Unlike some of us in the audience, I can skip straight. Some are going to go in a circle.
So here's our...
There's HIPAA laws.
So we're hoping to have everything done, it looks like, the middle of May.
Well, on your timeline, where did they open the wall?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Demo existing windows is going to be 411. And this is
starting demo in April.
This is their timeline, the contractor.
Oh, seriously? Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't. What am I?
I thought you made it up. No offense.
I mean, not that I wouldn't make it up, but not this time.
Nice work, Amelia.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what the contractor thinks. So everything's ordered. The windows are ordered. That's the biggest.
Right. To me, the only wild card is if we're going to have to do some mold mitigation.
Yeah.
And we'll just have to wait and see what that looks like.
We won't know until we pull the holes off.
I mean, we can know ahead of time if we give Kelly a claw hammer and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
No, so the coughing is adding that. It's increasing every couple days.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Kelly. Uh-huh. Thank you, Amelia. Go ahead.
And then our Toyota truck, again, supply-demand issue. We are waiting for that to arrive.
Okay.
Moving on to Rancho Marietta news. I do have weekly contact with the compliance over there. Some issues that have come up in the past, or we're working on. The CSD wants to have the same type of cameras in their vehicles for the dash cams and compliance, and Mel's take on this project. He has a passion for it, so him and Chris are working together to have the same dash cam installed for stop sign violations, so they are working on that. We are short-staffed, so we're going to try to, especially at night, so our ticket enforcement hasn't been where it should be because we don't have a lot of people at night.
That's absolutely understandable.
The first hour still counts, that five when they start at 5 o'clock and go to 6.
Right.
So I just asked them to try to get a couple during that first hour because that's what we have.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that is it's definitely lower. We will say, I will say this, that... allowing CSD or RMA staff to have a radio. We had an incident where I had a call. I had to come out and respond to kind of a hot call with the sheriff's department. And at the same time, we had a head-on collision between 2 golf carts, and I wasn't able to respond. If it was on the other call, the CSD or RMA immediately heard it on the radio, and they responded to the vehicle accidents of the golf carts, and they weighed that they did traffic control. waited for the CSP to come out, and it was a pretty significant event because she was taken to the ICU unit. So again, that was a win of CSD helping. I want to highlight that because when it does happen, that was a perfect example of something they can do to support us. And I thanked them yesterday in the compliance meeting as well. So that was a win-win.
Thank you.
On that one. I met with the village manager. She spoke to me about the specifically about the storage area adjacent to the Catholic Church, where she noticed people were going in there and stealing gas, siphoning gas, and she found some victims. So she asked me what kind of crime prevention efforts we could impose on them. And I recommended the cameras, whether they're live or not, blinking lights on the camera, solar lighting. Whenever someone approaches the area, you can put some solar panel lighting in there, some signs that say at the recording. It may not stop it, but it might show. It might do right. Some prevention tips, but I did talk to her for quite a bit about that process.
So this, does it physically, and I'm trying to picture it, does it physically go up against the back end of the park there?
And they have their, they have like a barbed wire fence around it.
Right.
And they just keep cutting it, and the cost to repair that is like outrageous. So
Yeah.
They were looking for other options. Rather than put that back up, they just keep cutting the fence.
Right, okay.
So we talked a little bit, and hopefully she really liked the idea of the solar lighting, lighting up when anybody walks around
right,
there at
yeah,
night.
Motion
detectors
okay,
like
very
that.
Very good.
And if we can go to our next one. Next slide. Like I said, our citations, like I said, we're short staffed, but we're doing the best we can.
Mm-hmm. It's gone to 2 pages because last month, it only had CSD's citations. Now this month they add, because this is a report we get from RMA, so they added
this is
RMA.
Their document.
Yeah, they added it. I was like, why won't it fit on one page? Well, that's why.
Okay. The other Kelly, I think, like we've talked before, this might be the benchmark moving
right.
forward.
Yes,
at the end
that's
of the
true.
Day, right.
Right.
Because
depending,
election was November. And folks didn't want services, and so this might be that benchmark moving forward. So,
right.
So I would not use the word apologize, sorry. It's where we're at.
That's where we are, correct.
And it's the cost of doing business, quite honestly.
Right.
So thank you.
And not too much difference
okay.
Or gates.
Gate entrance.
Nice. We're a little bit more denied, a little more construction work.
Yeah, construction work.
All right. And
I would expect the construction, well, once we get through these rainstorms, but yeah.
To come back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as we're going to the incidents of notes here, to show you the kind of calls we're still going on February 9, 2023, at approximately 14:15 hours, CSD was requested at Marietta Parkway and Guadalupe Drive of a traffic accident between two golf carts. The two golf carts had been on a head-on collision that ejected one of the drivers onto the street. The CHP and Metro 59 responded to the scene. The injured driver was transported to the hospital for treatment. The CSP is investigating the incident. Compliance officers wanted to respond to the call since our CSD patrol was already at another incident involving the Sheriff's Department. On 2/12/23 at 20:50 hours, CSD security was dispatched to the Bel Air Market to investigate suspicious activity. Upon arrival, the CSD officer was advised that a male suspect had entered the store and selected several bottles of alcohol beverages and departed the store without payment. A store employee followed the suspect out of the parking lot and demanded the items back, alcohol. The suspect returned the items without incident. As the CSD officer arrived on scene and began his investigation, he returned to his vehicle to complete his report. The suspect then approached him and stated that he was not shoplifting and that he had simply forgot to pay for the merchandise because he forgot his wallet at his home. The suspect stated that he was from Wilton but would not provide identification since the merchandise was returned to Bel Air Management, declined to contact the Sheriff's Department. So this person took it, all the alcohol, was confronted, gave the alcohol back, and just stayed around and waited for our security response to say, hey, I just forgot my wallet, but that's why I took the items to my car. So,
okay, I mean, it can happen.
It happens, right?
You know, it can happen, okay?
On 2/12/25, 23. These glasses aren't mine. So
we do have a vision plan, just for the record.
I want a millions of vision plan because I forgot mine at home today. So
have we paid the premiums?
I'm not sure. 2050
hours. CST security was dispatched to a residence on Para Drive, which is in the north, of a trespassing suspect. The couple who resided in the home advised the officer that an unknown female had entered their house through an unlocked door. The suspect had began to yell at the residents. The suspect then exited the house and began to throw rocks at the house. The female suspect departed the location and was never seen again. The victim didn't recognize the suspect and believed that she may have been intoxicated. The sheriff's department was not contacted. And the best I can think of, I think this was Super Bowl Sunday. You may have someone partying too much, drinking alcohol, and then just kind of went away. Went up the street, and unfortunately, this couple was elderly, and I say this to people all the time, always lock your door. They left the door open, this person came in, and they were confronted. So they're quite upset about this, but like I said, they've never seen her again. We couldn't find her. And
I'm sorry, it was off of what street? Para
Drive. So.
Sounds like an Eagles fan.
Yeah. Game, Eagles. Some kind of fan. She was not happy.
Misguided.
Right. On 12/17/23, at approximately 19:35 hours, CST patrol was dispatched to investigate a group of juveniles causing a disturbance inside the Burger King. Our patrol officers contacted the manager and was advised that the juveniles were being loud and littering inside the restaurant. CST patrol officer responded and advised the teenagers to clean up the area and also contacted their parents. The parents and management agreed that they were not allowed back into the restaurant without bringing their parents. And this is a good case of our officers recognizing the teenagers and saying, hey, I know you, because they were resistant to giving the officers their information. They know they don't have to. But when we're starting to getting out there and knowing who they are, the officer was able to say, hey, I know who you are. And they were able to call his parents, and it was able to de-escalate the situation and have them get involved. So I'm going to say kudos to our officers for paying attention and going that extra little effort to contact the parents, because it's what,
you know,
a big deal.
Yes, right?
That's half the battle, is knowing who they are.
To this point, how many times have we gone through something like this, and now you have to argue with the parents,
right?
Right.
Because we've identified. So to that, I think a lot of it goes to you, Kelly, just the professionalism, the expectations. But yeah, this is one of those... when you approach it a certain way, like we just did in this is a win-win all the way around.
Right.
Because I need the behavioral modification, right?
Right.
And so if it takes the parents getting involved and it stays at the lowest level and we move on with life, we're good. So yes, thank you.
Yeah. And if there's no other questions, that's all I have.
Excellent. Very good.
Question.
Yes.
I'm just curious, what determines which shifts get covered and which ones don't?
Well, that's on the availability of the staff I have. I have three officers right now, so we do it based on call volume. When we have the most calls, their availability. But right now, I think, I forgot how many shifts I say we...
we had 84 and 54 were covered.
So that's about a little more than half the shift that we're able to cover with patrol.
And we have covered some shifts personally.
Yes, I personally come down and I do the hybrid of I'll come down and do what I can. But it's a balancing act. We only have three plus me, so we just do the best we can.
Can you give me a feel for nighttime versus daytime?
And that always depends. We don't want to say to the public generally when we're here and when we're not, but I can tell you a lot of times we go past 1 o'clock in the morning and we're here as early as 4:30 in the morning, and then that's a mixture of that. So we try to do the best we can with the limited resources we have.
Okay. My concern is what I'm interested in is at nighttime. I live in the village and we have little use during the day as far as I'm concerned. But I looked out the other night and there's a guy, a patrol officer going by.
We encourage them to go to all the neighborhoods.
Yeah. But I suspect there's fewer calls at nighttime, but it's more a deterrent effect. So,
We're doing the best we can with what we have.
Always. Yep. Let me just say that's my concern, nighttime coverage. So I mean, I realize you do what you can. So.
Okay. Understood.
So that really leads into... two things I have for you, Kelly. Mm-hmm. One, at the last complaints meeting, we're supposed to have the sergeant
yesterday
have a discussion with a resident
Correct.
Did that get resolved? Or?
That happened yesterday, and he did testify, and it was a full house. I've never seen so many
people
there.
We're not going to Judge Wapner on this.
I think basically what he said is that he's noticed an uptick in citations since last July until now.
This is the resident.
The resident who's making the complaint, the attorney. And basically he's saying, hey, we're noticing a increase in citations, and you're kind of doing it. You're doing this with the iron fist. You're being kind of retaliatory to the community, you know. And he's been here 4 years, and so the compliance committee wanted to keep him focused just on his citation.
Sure.
So, but he had a lot of commentary outside of it.
Oh, of course.
And Sergeant Outram did a good job. He defended his citation, but he really wasn't focusing. He was focusing on a lot of other things for a future lawsuit, is what he was saying.
Perfect.
But bottom line, you know, you've had staff change. You've had a lot of. Compliance has two officers now. We've had staff changes ourselves, leadership philosophies, board directions that has had these increases. They're not anymore. And quite frankly, we've had complaints, you know, and we're responding to them. So the uptick is based on those issues. So,
well, my history when I was on the board in charge of compliance, it's always to bring in as many, and you know better than I, being law enforcement. Uh-huh. Everyone else is doing it. You didn't catch them.
Right.
At the end of the day, we are getting more efficient with cameras, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And quite frankly, with RMA moving forward with the video cameras for traffic specifically, there's going to be a tremendous uptake for the folks behind the compound. Okay.
Right. So yep, so it resolved itself.
Okay.
Perfect.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other is... you'll probably be involved with the GM, either myself or another board member, and really we're gonna have to meet with RMA, I think, on expectations. Mm-hmm. I know that the board, I think it was Director Booth, was asking about the contract with RMA. Mm-hmm. And I think from a more global aspect, Kelly, we're probably going to go back to all the associations, and whether we have a current contract or not, just sit down with them, very similar to what the gentleman from the public brought up. And we just say, here's our expectations, here's what we can do, here's how it works.
Right.
It's the best we can do. Because I think moving forward, we're at that level of service,
right,
that the community wants. Now they just have to understand the expectation.
Right.
Quite honestly.
And that conversation will probably be most helpful after the establishment budget.
Exactly. Because I think, and again, there's no hurry, right? Because it's just what it is moving forward. Now it's a matter of you trying to manage the resources, quite honestly, that the community is taking away from them.
Right.
And just doing the best we can from that standpoint. But again, you know, some of that force multiplier is cameras, and then how you've got a working relationship with RMA,
right,
by just giving them simple communication device.
Right.
Now it's a conscious decision. No, I'm not going to go, or yes, I am going to go, because
right,
they know about it.
Right.
Where before I didn't know about it. God, I would have.
Right.
I would have loved to help you out.
Right, right.
Well, see, you can. All you have to do is turn it on and
right,
then turn up the volume.
Right, right.
And you can hear it.
And if they can go, right.
So I think that's a...
It just gives another option. If we can't go, if we have no one, or if I'm busy, like in a meeting here now, and if something that their GM doesn't want them to handle, well, then they don't handle it. But if it's something they can, it's just another option.
Right. And I think the discussion level will be... obviously be with the GMs,
mm-hmm,
right, because it has to be, but then it's really going to come down to board expectations.
Right.
What is this board, and I'll just pick on RMA, what is the RMA board's expectation and understanding, and then what can they live with, what can't they live without, and then what are we capable of, and what are they capable of?
Right.
You know, it's. I don't know of any of the other homeowners associations that have any resources or those things. But I do have a question I haven't heard for a while, And that was the VIPS program. Do we have a status or?
No, they're very much adamant. We do not have a time frame because that person's in training. I can reach out and call again to see where they're at.
No, that's fine. Okay. It's just, I know it was in training.
In January, and for some reason they will not give any kind of, I guess it's depending on how he or she does in their training and where they're going to go. But I noticed they changed the door of the new sheriff.
I saw that. Well, that's, come on now.
They came and did that. And
you know that better than I. When we get a new sheriff or police chief,
right.
My gosh, we got to get that out there.
And it was at the same time that they asked about the vehicle, and so I'm thinking they're getting ready, but we're just
And refresh me, it'll be the Ford pickup truck,
right? That's what
we have designated.
I think currently our staff are using it at the front, but once we get them back, then we'll figure something out. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll have the other truck too, so hopefully by then. Okay.
Well, and technically, we own that truck, correct?
Right.
So on those, again, as I look out the door, there it is. As we move forward, when it's not in service with the VIPS,
right.
We're insured.
Well, I think, yes, but I think the markings change.
Oh, yeah, no, the marking changes
they
a little
go
bit.
To, they go
but,
to...
But should we need to use it, I think it's one of those,
yeah.
I prefer us not to do the lawn jobs in their vehicle, but
right.
Just some
right.
of those things, so... All right. Well, you heard from what I have concerns from staff.
Nothing.
I think what you're working with, how you're dealing the expectations. Again, we've asked for safe, competent, consistent, and courteous, and really for the first time. We're so close and so
right.
consistent on that.
Right.
And so, as a board member, our job is extremely easy. It just gets you the resources.
Right.
And we've done just everything but that. We've taken everything away from you.
Right, right, right.
So, again, I don't apologize for it because that's just the funding level that the community
right.
wants. So what you're doing is great. So I thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Not hearing or seeing anything else, I adjourn the meeting at 10:24. Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you.